only reason they held it was because Senator McConnell wouldn't accept the article. Representative Clyburn made clear that they had considered holding the articles for over 100 days to provide President Biden with a clear pathway to implement his agenda. Our Constitution and any basic sense of fairness require that every legal process with significant consequences for a person's life, including impeachment, requires due process under the law, which includes fact-finding and the establishment of a legitimate evidentiary record with an appropriate foundation. Even last year's impeachment followed committee hearings and months of examination and investigation by the House. Here, President Trump and his counsel were given no opportunity to review evidence or question its propriety. The rush to judgment for a snap impeachment in this case was just one example of the denial of due process.
Coming up in our next hour, another legal eagle. But this one has some credentials. He is the chairman of Freedom Watch. He's the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch. He's the author of a new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry Klayman. We wanted to have him on for the longest time. We finally got our schedules together, and he will join us coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. In fact, he'll join us at 5:05. I can't wait. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll take you back into the Senate chambers in just a couple of minutes, let you hear some of the testimony. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we are getting that typical Friday afternoon congestion through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, both directions, northbound at Spring Mountain, southbound past Sahara. Very slow through there. Also, we're getting some slow flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Gibson, 215 southbound at Pebble. You'll touch the brakes through there. You're pretty much bumper to bumper as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound at Charleston. You're backed up all the way to Russell there in the Henderson area. 515 eastbound at Main. Look for some slowing through there. And remember, the Interstate 15 southbound off-ramp to westbound Blue Diamond closes tonight at 8 p.m.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. The Raiders reportedly plan to release wide receiver Tyrell Williams at the start of the new league year in March. Williams missed last season because of a torn labrum in his shoulder that required surgery, and he is not fully recovered. Exos will host a two-day pro day later this month, simulating an NFL combine setting. The company is training more than 130 NFL draft prospects in the offseason. The event will take place February 26th and 27th in Arizona, Texas, and Florida. With the state of Victoria in Australia under a five-day lockdown, the Australian Open continues without fans. An outbreak began at the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport last week. Cases are presumed to be the more contagious UK strain of coronavirus. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Nya, nya, nya. Bah, bah, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South,
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could say big. Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel.
History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday. Don't forget this hour of live and local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I want to take you back into the Senate chambers where just an hour or so ago, David Schoen accused the House managers of manipulating evidence. That's a pretty serious charge. If you made it in a court of law, you'd get a case thrown out. This is David Schoen, one of the attorneys for Donald J. Trump. Don't even worry about that. I got it right here. Here we go. This is David Schoen.
Let's look closely at this screen, because obviously Manager Raskin considered it important enough that he invited the New York Times to watch him watching it. Now, what's wrong with this image? Actually, there are three things very wrong with it. Look at the date on the very bottom of the screen on Manager Raskin's computer screen when we zoom in to the picture. The date that appears is January 3rd, 2020, not 2021. Why is that date wrong? Because this is not a real screenshot that he's working with. This is a recreation of a tweet, and you got the date wrong when you manufactured this graphic. You did not disclose that this is a manufactured graphic and not a real screenshot of a tweet. Now, to be fair, the House managers caught this error before showing the image on the Senate floor, so you never saw it when it was presented to you. But that's not all. They didn't fix this one. Look at the blue check mark next to the Twitter username of the account retweeted by the president. It indicates that this is a verified account, given the blue check by Twitter to indicate it is run by a public figure. The problem? The user's real account is not verified and has no blue check mark, as you can see. Were you trying to make her account seem more significant, or were you just sloppy? If we had due process of law in this case, we would know the truth. But that's not all that's wrong with this one tweet. House Manager Swalwell showed you this tweet this week, and he emphasized that this tweet reflected a call to arms. He told you repeatedly that this was a promise to call in the cavalry for January 6th. He expressly led you to believe that President Trump's supporter believed that the president wanted armed supporters at the January 6th speech, paramilitary groups, the cavalry, ready for physical combat. The problem is, the actual text is exactly the opposite. The tweeter promised to bring the Calvary, a public display of Christ's crucifixion, a central symbol of her Christian faith, with her to the president's speech, a symbol of faith, love, and peace. They just never want to seem to read the text and believe what the text means. You'll see this reported in the media last evening also. Words matter, they told you. But they selectively edited the president's words over and over again. They manipulated video, time-shifting clips, and made it appear the president's words were playing to a crowd when they weren't. Let's take a look.
After this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. Right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
And we are going to walk down to the Capitol. They showed you that part. Why are we walking to the Capitol? Well, they cut that off. To cheer on some members of Congress and not others, peacefully and patriotically. The Supreme Court ruled in Brandenburg that there's a very clear standard for incitement. In short, to paraphrase, whether the speech was intended to provoke imminent lawless action, and was it likely to do so. Go to the Capitol and cheer on some members of Congress, but not others. They know it doesn't meet the standard for incitement, so they edited it down. We heard a lot this week about fight like hell, but they cut off the video before they showed you the president's optimistic, patriotic words that followed immediately after.
We fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Our exciting adventures and boldest endeavors have not yet begun. My fellow Americans, for our movement, for our children, and for our beloved country, and I say this, despite all that's happened, the best is yet to come.
There you have it. More testimony from David Schoen and even from the President of the United States via the clip. That's the whole clip. What we just played for you was the whole clip, not the part that the House managers played for you. By the way, don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Larry Klayman, one of the smartest legal eagles I know. And he's a guy we've been trying to get on, and just he's just real busy. But he's got a new book out, so we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. As we continue, he'll be on at 5:05 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Coming up Monday, I will be celebrating the lives of, well, some of our presidents anyway. But I'll see you again on Tuesday. Enjoy Dennis Prager.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org. /Kevin Wall.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, you've seen the case of the Democrats. You've seen the case of the Republicans. There could be a vote as early as tomorrow. There will be closing arguments, and then they will vote. We could know if there's an acquittal or a conviction by as early as tomorrow. What do you think? You've seen a lot of the clips. Many of you may have watched hours of this stuff. In fact, I called a friend back in Missouri. Just a friend that I've had for, gosh, 35, 40 years. And she had on in the background, she and her husband had on in the background, the impeachment. And I'm going, there are people that are actually watching this thing. I do it because I get paid to do it. And what was most interesting to me was watching this thing and watching how good the lawyering for the president is. And I know earlier in the proceedings, the Republican lawyering was not very good. Bruce Castor was ponderous and it was all over the map. But this was good. In fact, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut two. This is David Schoen. He has doubts about the House manager's evidence. There just is no evidence there. This was David Schoen just a couple of hours ago.
There is significant reason to doubt the evidence the House managers have put before us. Let me say this clearly. We have reason to believe the House managers manipulated evidence and selectively edited footage. If they did, and this were a court of law, they would face sanctions from the judge. I don't raise this issue lightly. Rather, it is a product of what we have found in just the limited time we have had since we first saw the evidence here with you this week. We have reason to believe that the House managers created false representations of tweets, and the lack of due process means there was no opportunity to review or verify the accuracy. Consider these facts. The House managers, proud of their work on the Snap impeachment, staged numerous photo shoots of their preparations. In one of those, Manager Raskin is seen here at his desk reviewing two tweets side by side. The image on his screen claims to show that President Trump had retweeted one of those tweets. Now, members of the Senate, let's look closely at this screen, because obviously Manager Raskin considered it important enough that he invited the New York Times to watch him watching it. Now, what's wrong with this image? Actually, there are three things very wrong with it. Look at the date on the very bottom of the screen on Manager Raskin's computer screen when we zoom in to the picture. The date that appears is January 3rd, 2020, not 2021. Why is that date wrong? Because this is not a real screenshot that he's working with. This is a recreation of a tweet, and you got the date wrong when you manufactured this graphic. You did not disclose that this is a manufactured graphic and not a real screenshot of a tweet. Now, to be fair, the House managers caught this error before showing the image on the Senate floor, so you never saw it when it was presented to you. But that's not all. They didn't fix this one. Look at the blue check mark next to the Twitter username of the account retweeted by the president. It indicates that this is a verified account, given the blue check by Twitter to indicate it is run by a public figure. The problem? The user's real account is not verified and has no blue check mark, as you can see. Were you trying to make her account seem more significant, or were you just sloppy? If we had due process of law in this case, we would know the truth.
That's David Schoen. I think one of the rising stars legally for the president. He and Mike Vanderveen, I thought did a magnificent job today and yesterday. This was really, really good stuff. And by the way, they did their entire presentation in about 2.5 hours today. They were really good. Somebody else. And this, the only reason I bring this up is because she's local. Jackie Rosen, senator from Nevada, one of our wonderful U.S. senators. Her words were used in defense of the president, believe it or not. It came up in the campaign. One of the clips that the Democrats have been using is the president on January 6th using the word fighting. We're going to go there and fight for what we believe and blah, 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 that kind of thing. Which, by the way, politicians have used forever. It tests amazingly well. When you see a mayoral candidate or you see a county commission candidate and they say, I'm going to fight for you and I'm going to fight for our city or our county or whatever the jurisdiction is, it's amazing. People like somebody that's going to fight for them. Except now we can't use the word fight anymore, because you'll get impeached. Anyway, in fact, let me hold this over, and I'll let you hear it coming up in our next segment. This is a montage of Jackie Rosen fighting words. She and probably every politician in Washington has used the term fighting or fight or some other derivative 1,000 times in their campaign speeches. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your money. Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Chocolate or vanilla, Coke or Pepsi, we Americans love our choices. Retirement is no different, and it's clear that our tax choices in building our retirement plans are the most important. We have two choices, basically, the 401k and the IRA. And while Americans have gotten addicted to kicking the can down the road by paying taxes later, now is the best time since the Reagan years to pay taxes. Here to explain why is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, help us understand.
No one likes paying taxes, Steve.
Nobody does.
But if you can pay taxes on your terms, that's more important than going down the road and paying on someone else's terms. What do I mean by that? Well, right now, capital gains taxes are historically very low. So if you have a gain in the market, what I always tell people, you are not up until you're out. So it's great to have the gain. I've talked to way too many people, though, in the past that say, Coach, I've got this big gain. I don't want to liquidate it because I'll have to pay capital gains taxes on it. But I say I'd rather have a tax on a gain than a write-off on a loss, Steve, and then that starts to resonate. So here's another part. Part B is we're in very low tax environments. So not only can you lock your gains in, but you can pay a lot less taxes than you might be paying in the future. We have a government debt that is skyrocketing, and the government's looking at all the investment accounts, nice, juicy investment accounts, and looking at all the taxes they can make if they raise capital gains taxes. So long-term capital gains, if you have the investment for over a year, if you have a good gain, let's review that and make sure you have the proper allocation strategy. So let's make sure we put that together and understand fully the Roth IRA as well. The next 10 people call, I'll fully educate you on that, as well as give you a three-book set and an audiobook when you call right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a great part of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy. Record low unemployment, record high employment and economic growth. The Democrats have always claimed to be for the little guy, the working man, the middle class. But among the first things Joe Biden did was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, killing 11,000 jobs, and take other steps, all of which will cause the supply of energy to decrease, prices on gasoline and many other things will go up, and the economy will slow down. All at the expense of the working man and the middle class. Can you spell hypocrisy? Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you I'd let you hear from our U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen. This is the ignominy of being a Democrat, but yet being a part of the president's defense package. On the floor of the United States Senate. This was a montage that the Trump defense team found of Jackie Rosen using the word, and it's a common word in politics, but they're trying to pin this on the president that it was a part of the inciting an insurrection. Use of the word fighting. This was Jackie Rosen.
And I'll have lots of fights ahead of us, and I'm ready to stand up and keep fighting. We have to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. We need to fight, 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 and we need to fight. We're going to fight. We got a few more fights. We're going to take the privilege of a few more fights, and we have the biggest fight of all. I will never stop fighting. I will fight like hell to fight back against anyone.
Yeah. Tough, tough, tough lady. Fighting is a word, and I don't know when it started, but at some point somebody did some focus group testing, and they found that the term fighting, I'm fighting for you, I'm fighting for your children, I'm fighting against special interests, that word became very powerful in American politics. And pretty soon everybody, both sides of the aisle, doesn't matter, they all use the term fighting. I don't know why the Democrats have tried to pin this on the president because he used the word fighting. I don't know why, because it's so easily refutable. It's a common political catch line. Everybody, both sides of the aisle, they all use it. We're going to find out what Larry Klayman thinks about what's been going on this week. He's the chairman of Freedom Watch, the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch. That's when I first knew him. And he's the author of a new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry.